They have only known this world behind bars, subjected to hundreds of experiments inside this lab. And then, after more than 30 years of this life, they see daylight for the very first time. Watch this. These chimpanzees just tasting freedom. This is video. This is from an Austrian animal sanctuary. For decades, these chimps reportedly had been injected with HIV to try to test for an AIDS vaccine, since, if you didn't know, chimps actually share something like 95 to 98% of the same DNA as humans. But chimps also, they feel and they emote as well. And here in the U.S., there are about 1,000 chimps spending their lives in labs. In fact, legislation has been introduced to phase out research involving apes, calling it unethical. Kristen Bauer is an actress. Maybe you recognize her from HBO's True Blood, but she's also an animal activist. And Kristen, nice to have you on here.
Thank you.
I just want to get your visceral reaction to seeing those chimps, you know, tasting fresh air and grass and freedom for the first time.
It's pretty incredible, and it makes me inspired to work even harder to get the Grade 8 Protection and Cost Savings Act passed. I'm working with the PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, because I'd like to see this for all 1,000 chimps that we have in the U.S. We're the last country to still be doing these experiments that have yielded no advancement for humans.
I know that you, I just want to ask you a little bit as far as what you know about these labs and these cages. I know you've been working with, as you mentioned, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, the legislative fund, and you've also helped, along with New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, to save about 200 chimps from scientific experimentation. Can you just describe some of these conditions inside these labs? I mean, what are the cages? How big are these cages?
They're about the size of a kitchen table, and they're also in isolation, and they're also injected with so many different diseases and different experiments going on. It's not actually a sound experiment. I liken it to if you were trying out different cancer treatments with people, but you put them in a closet and you didn't let them interact with other people, it wouldn't be a sound experiment. You don't know what they're reacting to from stress and depression, because they react much like humans do, which ironically is why we use them. But their bodies don't develop proteins and diseases the way that ours do. So it doesn't really work, and it's extremely expensive. And other countries, Japan, Europe, they stopped quite a while ago. We have other methods that are more accurate.
When you see some of the pictures of the chimps sort of looking outside for the first time, it looks like some of them are missing maybe patches of hair. Perhaps that's one of the one of the results. But I know they've been in captivity for half their lives. I was reading details on the Jane Goodall Institute, and they say chimps in captivity could live up to 60 years. You know, they haven't been exposed to human touch, reportedly injected with, you know, HIV to help find a vaccine. But my question is, you know, what then would you tell someone who could have a loved one, a friend, benefit from this type of research?
Well, you know, I've lost my best friend to AIDS and my father to cancer, and I have yet to hear of any advancement at all that would have helped my loved ones. And the advancements that we are finding are usually coming from other methods, because I think it's around 90% of the drugs and treatments that pass in animal trials fail when they get to the human phase, the human trial phase. So if it worked, we'd have another argument. Should one species be used for the benefit of another species to their detriment? But we aren't even at that argument. It really hasn't been effective. And I just, you know, personally, I know there's a better way. And these chimps are, you know, have never seen daylight, have never felt grass under their feet.
And then, of course, the next question is, will lawmakers make time for, you know, chimps and apes? We'll wait and see. Kristen Bauer, I know you're following it closely. Thank you so much for sharing your
thoughts.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.